This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It's your sports bros. It's a wet one. It's raining.
It's supposed to dry out, though.
Yeah, big Green Day show tonight.
Look, if it's raining, and I like Green Day, but I'll tell you what. 7:45 rolls around and it's raining like it was today.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Really?
Deuces.
What if you paid for the tickets?
Then I probably would stick around. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, you got freebies.
I got freebies. And look, I like Green Day. I enjoy them. I think they're a fine band. I'm not sitting on a Wednesday night in like 52 degree weather and like having it rain. No.
Yeah.
Because the sun's going down. Like by the time they hit the stage, the sun's going down.
So
it's going to get chilly. And I deal with the cold, but I ain't dealing with the cold and the rain.
So how many bands would you stay in the rain for? Like we know Metallica,
yeah.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
You love Blues Traveler for some reason. Who else?
You got about 10 that I would
stick
around.
Oh, there's 10. Pearl Jam, probably.
Pearl Jam I would stick around for. Social Distortion I would stick around for. Billy and Elton I would stick around for.
Okay.
Who else we got up there? Like The Boss. I'd stick around for The Boss. Stick around for The Stones. You know, the handful. I'm sure there's a handful of others out there. But
Dixie Chicks.
They're just the Chicks now.
Oh, really?
Thank you. They dropped Dixie.
Wait, they did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just the Chicks.
It was too racist.
Oh, okay.
They're the Chicks. The what?
The Chicks.
The what?
Same way that Lady Antebellum changed to Lady A.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who I wouldn't sit around in the rain for. Lady A.
Hey, my wife would.
I can tell you
she
that.
Loves them.
Right the hell now. Yeah, there's a handful. And as much as I enjoy Green Day, it's easier for me to tell you that the bands I wouldn't stand in the rain for.
Well, there's like 8 million of those.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, Green Day, by the way, that's probably the line of demarcation. Like, if this was a Friday night and it was a little warmer and I was a little sauced up, I bet you can get me to stick around in the rain.
We can get you sauced up.
I got to go to work tomorrow, and then I'm getting
You don't work till 3.
You know.
Come on, man.
Like, I would think, like, the Green Day and the Chili Peppers are probably that fine line for me. Where I'm just like, would I do it? Under the right circumstances, I would.
But it's not going to rain. They're saying that the rain will clear out.
That's what people are saying.
Time for our baseball beanbag. Just a couple of things we've got to lock up here. You know, it's the last weekend of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming down to the wire. Now, the Mets got kind of hosed today because they got rained out.
Yeah, and they're going to get
in Atlanta.
And they're going to get rained out tomorrow, too.
Well, no, they got rained out yesterday, right? Or no,
They rained out both games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today and tomorrow, not yesterday and today.
Yeah, they lost yesterday.
That's right. Today and tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, today and tomorrow. They just said the rain isn't going to stop, although...
So they're going to make them play a double... So they have to fly off to Milwaukee.
Because
They're in the race. They're fighting off Atlanta in the wild card race. They're playing in Atlanta. So Atlanta gets to stay home, finish off their season against... I think Kansas City comes in there next.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mets have to fly to Milwaukee, but then they have to fly back to Atlanta on Monday
for a double header. Yep. The only good thing is Milwaukee doesn't have anything to play for. So I'm hoping, like with the Astros lineup, like I'm hoping that the Milwaukee just rolls over and dies, and maybe your Kansas City Royals can do something for me and knock off the Braves.
They're certainly in the race. I mean, they have to win.
They got
to
win.
So they'll be playing for something.
Yep.
The Mets, I mean, it could be Monday could be an awesome doubleheader because it could be must win.
Yeah.
Territory for both teams. Mets are up a half game.
Half game.
For the second wild card. Diamondbacks are a half game up on the Braves for the third wild card.
Yeah.
So the Braves are, I mean, they're all separated by a game.
Yep. And it was kind
of. Two of those three will make it.
Someone suggested, and they've got the Diamondbacks, I think, have the Giants, if I'm not mistaken.
They're playing them right now, yeah.
They're playing them right now. Yeah, so that's their. They got the Giants, and then three against your Padres, who have also clinched.
Gosh, my Padres are red hot.
So there's nothing. There's nothing for San Diego to play for.
Is it our year?
That's what's in. Yeah, there were some people that saying you could have squeezed it in today because the rain wasn't coming until later. But I guess that's a no go. Changing start times.
Well, and travel and all that.
Yeah.
But, the Padres clinched last night beating the Dodgers on a game-ending triple play.
Yep. Is that ever?
I don't know if
that's
ever
one of those weird Elias Sports Bureau things? Like, well, you clinch on a triple play?
Usually Elias Sports Bureau would tell us.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything on that.
Well, when's the last time? Like, triple plays just don't happen.
Not very often.
You know, like, I could see the Mariners ending their season. Like, if you told me that someone was going to lose the season on a triple play.
For sure.
The answer to that is the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the White Sox, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but they did something last night that they haven't done all year. Did you see their record? When trailing after seven innings, the Chicago White Sox were 0-94.
Good Lord.
But they won last night.
Hey!
They came back and won.
Look at that.
And
look
their fans, those, their those fans booed them.
Spunky little White Sox.
The fans were pissed.
Why were the fans pissed?
Well, because they wanted them to set the record for futility. They were. I think they're still at 120 and 121 losses.
Yeah, they're 37 and 120 right now.
Yeah,
so boys ass.
The fans wanted the record-setting 121st loss.
Well, is that is the all-time?
Well, again, we've talked about
this. Modern.
It's the Mets from 61, but there was a team
that doesn't count
back in the day in the 1800s that had an owner who took all the players and put him on his other team.
So 121. Well, they'll get there.
And they lost more.
They'll get to 121. I feel very confident about that.
Well, I mean, hopefully.
What, you think the Sox are going to go on a win streak here to end it?
I mean, I don't know. Who do they play?
Let's take a look and see who the old Sockies have to play.
I have some numbers for you. There have been approximately 743 triple plays in Major League history. Only three have ended the game, including last night's.
Wow.
So they got two more against the Angels.
That's crazy.
Which, you know.
They can win those.
And then you don't like this if you're a Mariner fan. They finish up with the Tigers. So the Tigers have the Tigers have three straight wins coming here because, you know.
Tigers are winning again tonight.
Yeah.
They're up 2-0.
Well, the Mariners.
Damn it.
You know.
Well, they're hanging in there.
They're hanging in.
So they won today. That was big.
Yeah. Well, the Astros didn't play anyone again.
Well, the Astros.
No, they beat the Astros.
They beat the Astros.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying the Astros clinched already. So, again, it doesn't mean anything for the Astros.
No, not for them, but it does for the Mariners.
Yes.
And so they win 2 out of 3 in Houston. So they are only two back of wild card spot with, what, 4 left? Because I don't think they play tomorrow. Or 3 left.
Yeah, they got a 3 spot against the A's.
That's it. So they only have 3 left.
Yep, they're two back. So they... Baltimore clinched. Baltimore's in. And then Kansas City and Detroit are both tied for the second and third wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Twinkies and the Mariners are both two back.
Two back, 3 to play. And the Royals, so you're rooting, if you're a Mariner fan, you're rooting for the Nats tonight.
Yeah.
Because Kansas City's out there in Washington.
Yeah. So it's going to be, although you got to climb two teams, which is, it's always tough. I mean, you look at the statistic, like the statistical odds, they still don't give the Mariners much of a chance. But the saving grace of the Mariners is you are playing the crappy-ass A's, who are now tearing their stadium apart. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, people were just ripping.
Trying to steal seats.
And does it say something that the seats were so easily ripped up?
Yeah, they haven't done any maintenance on that place in years.
No, so. I saw videos of people just literally grabbing chairs.
They're all, like, rusted out.
And just, like...
breaking off the concrete.
Yeah, dude, it's so bad. I don't know why you'd want...
Does that surprise you?
Well, no. People buy stadium seats as, like, memorabilia.
Yes.
I see that in memorabilia shops. I mean, your brother probably has a seat from somewhere, but...
Yeah. I think he's got a bunch of them. I think he's got one from like the, he's got some from the Kingdom. I think he has one from like the Cowboy Stadium.
These people are like, well, why wait to buy them for $300 later? I'll just take one now.
$300 for the for a Coliseum seat?
I don't know. I mean, what do those places charge for them?
I'm guessing the Coliseum, it's $39.95.
Well, Coliseum's not going to sell it.
By the way, somebody mentions on the Vancouver Ford text line, and it is right, if the Padres beat the Dodgers tonight, mm-hmm. they still have a shot to win that division.
Do they really?
Yeah, they're only two back.
Oh, see, I thought the Dodgers had clinched.
Well, they'd clinched a playoff spot.
But not the division.
And the Padres had the champagne party last night. See, the O's did, too, because they're in as a wild card.
Yeah, they're in.
Well, the Astros, too. So that's why the Mariners were able to go 8-1 today.
Did you see the O's had to give Jackson Holliday Diet Coke or something?
He's not 21.
He's not 21.
They had a little marquee board for him that said, baby's first clinch miss.
Yeah.
Well, there was a great Danny Ainge back in the day when the Celtics won championships was drinking like orange soda. When everyone else was doing champagne, he was drinking Sunkist.
Hey, dude,
something.
I love a good orange soda.
Yeah, an orange soda is delightful.
It's a guilty pleasure of mine. Once, I never drink them, but every once in a while.
Once in a blue moon.
If I see one, I'm like, ooh.
Hot summer day.
Hook me up.
Yeah, the orange Sunkist. Yeah.
When it comes icy out of the styrofoam cooler.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You get a little something on that.
I have some audio for you, and it's unfortunate audio,
mm-hmm.
okay? But it pertains to baseball, so it will be part of our baseball beanbag seggy here. And it is an ex-MLB agent who represented your close personal friend, Aubrey Huff.
Mm. He seems like a wonderful... Wait,
are you talking about the one that I'd sent you?
Yeah.
No, the agent was for a guy who played on that team. It wasn't Huff's agent. He was the agent for Darren Ford.
Okay, well, who is the guy on the that we're going to hear here?
The agent for Darren Ford. Darren Ford complained about these two teammates.
Yeah, right. So he didn't rep these guys.
Either. I'm confused.
Well, I misspoke. You're going to hear audio and there is going to be a man talking.
Okay.
He is an ex-Major League Baseball agent who represented a teammate of your dear friend, Aubrey Huff and Pat Burrell.
Okay.
Because Pat Burrell, for a time, was with the Giants.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know this, but Aubrey Huff and Pat Burrell go way back.
I did not.
And they're really close.
Okay.
And they're both super conservative right-wing whack jobs.
Well, look, I don't know about Pat Burrell, but I'm telling you, Aubrey Huff is a terrible human being, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, he had to delete all his social media. He was so bad on there.
Yeah.
Hates gays.
Yeah, I don't mind you.
Oh.
I don't mind you being conservative, but the dude is just a bigot and a misogynistic.
Yes. He started like an alpha male clothing line.
Absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hates gays. Take a listen.
Don't you just love it when conservative athletes have skeletons? Hi, I'm Josh Kuznick, former MLB agent. So back in 2010, I went to go visit my client, Darren Ford, who won the World Series for the Giants. His nickname's The Bullet. Bruce Bochy still loves him. That's that. So after the game, Mr. Conservative Darren Ford gets into the car and he's pissed off. And I go, what's wrong? And he goes, there are two gay slurs on my team messing around with each other in front of everybody. This is the San Francisco Giants 2010. And he goes, yeah, he repeats it, the F gay slur, and I don't want to say it, and I hate it, so don't use it. But, yeah, I go, what are you talking about? He goes, these guys were teammates going back to college. They fooled around for years. They signed with the San Francisco Giants because San Francisco, they're going to hide it here out in the open. No one's going to bother them. But in the clubhouse, they're messing around with each other, and it's freaking me out. You need to complain to the team. I go, absolutely not, given who the two players were. But he tells me they were college teammates. They signed with the Giants at the end of their career. They're super conservative publicly, and he hates them. So anyway, they win the World Series. That's the end of their careers. Now they're all living life. One of those players has a bunch of rumors on TikTok now, hooking up with random women with gross stuff, which is hilarious to me in retrospect. And the other player is a conservative who got shamed off of X because he was hitting on some woman and got embarrassed. So anyway, I'm not going to say any names, but yeah, those two guys are very, very rainbow friendly, despite publicly hating rainbow people. Wonder who it is later.
How about that?
Yeah, and of course he is talking of Aubrey Huff and Pat Burrell's very close relationship.
How about that?
I don't know if we buy that. Do we believe that?
I've always said that. Look,
but Aubrey Huff,
boy,
gay.
We're
bi.
Yeah, I have often said this.
Maybe bi.
If you want to be conservative, no problem. Some of my best friends are very conservative, and I have no problem with that. But when you cross over into just hate speech, and when you are so bigoted against a group of people simply because of their sexual preference and where they choose to put their penises, It's one thing to say, you know, whatever, my religion or whatever, I'm uncomfortable with that, whatever. But when you go down the road of just vitriol and hatred, I've always assumed because it's because you're closeted gay and you hate yourself. Like, you can't admit that about yourself.
It's always those types of guys.
It's always those types. It's always the preacher that's up there screaming about the gays going to hell, and then it turns out he's got male prostitutes, you know, or you get caught in a bathroom with a wide stance.
Dude. No, that was the senator.
The senator, yeah. Who was like, oh, he was giving signals in a airport bathroom that he was looking for some handies.
Did you even know that there were signals for?
No, I learned that. But apparently, like, if you're in a, I had a gay friend of mine that I was talking. And apparently, there's a whole thing. There's a whole code. Remember we talked about
colored bandanas and stuff.
Yeah, there's colored bandanas and like the way you park your car. You can go to like rest stops or parks, and the way you park your car. Apparently, it's a whole scene. And apparently this senator was like, I was not tapping feet and giving off the signals. He claimed he had a wide stance when he was taking a dumper. So
it's called cottaging.
That's what it is.
Yeah, because the old cottages, you know, like, look, I hate to get graphic, but you know, the whole glory hole thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
If you were gay, you couldn't.
Yeah.
So where does cottaging come from?
There were cottages that had the glory holes. You would go to the cottages. Okay.
Started at cottages?
Yeah. They would build those and you would go in there.
You
know, do your thing. But the foot signals, it's like tapping the foot.
Yep.
And sliding the foot under the divider.
Yeah, it lets you know that you're
says,
like, hey,
I'm ready to party.
In case anyone was wondering, you know, hey, I'm
getting cleaned up and I'll be ready for you.
George Michael got caught doing that, you know, in an airport bathroom. He's like, hey, you know, what's happening?
Yeah, but he was openly gay.
Yeah, he was openly gay. He just got caught in the public. It was like a sting, operation.
That was at a park.
Was it a park? I thought it was a...
I think it was a park.
Yeah, and George Michael was like, I don't know, sorry. He goes, I don't turn down free meals. Like, sorry. But just the idea that you would go on Twitter and you would just be the world's biggest ass and just a bigoted piece of crap. And meanwhile, you're doing that. I don't know if that's true or not, but
the other thing about that 2010 team was they needed to win the division on the last day of the season against the Padres. And the whole thing that got their turnaround going was the Aubrey Huff rally thong that was brought out was a very big deal. That whole run, he did like when they did the whole trophy and presentation and parade, he brought it out. He did a whole Zoolander bit with it. So he was prancing around in a red thong the entire playoff run. And now that's a little more interesting than it was before.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean,
I know nothing of Pat Burrell, but I know a lot about Aubrey Huff just because he's a piece of crap.
He's a terrible
There are
person.
Some stories about Pat Burrell, too. He just likes sex a lot.
Well,
lots of sexual stories about him.
Wouldn't that be something if he gets outed and then has to address it? His super masculine anti-gay stance, and he's like, oh, sorry.
If you remember many years ago when Brian Wilson was a thing with the beard and all that, he was doing like a Jim Rome bit, and Pat Burrell, dressed in like a Pulp Fiction like gimp outfit, like walked through the background of the shot. Do you guys remember this video? It went viral.
No.
Yeah. No, I don't remember that.
Was Pat Burrell. He does stuff
like just
that.
The fact that he had a Pulp Fiction gimp out.
Yeah, he had a whole, yeah.
It was a little unsettling.
Well, normally, I would say there was a rugby player that I read a story about years and years ago. I think he was Welsh. His Garrett something or other. This was many, many moon ago. We've come a long way. But he was like, the dude was an absolute badass. He's like one of the toughest rugby players. And he almost committed suicide because he was gay. And especially back then, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you couldn't be gay, and especially in a sport like rugby. And I remember reading that and just it breaking my heart that anyone would rather die than just admit that this is who they are, that this is what they enjoy, this is who they love. And it just broke my heart reading this story about all the secret relationships and all these things he had to do and the fake girlfriends and all this and what a weight was lifted off his chest. I think he was the first openly gay player in the sport of rugby when he came out and was trying to stop that stigma. And so normally I feel so much sadness for people that have to hide that. But when you go as far as to demonize something and make it your whole personality, I have no sympathy for you. When you do that because you dislike yourself, I just have no sympathy. It's one thing when you're suffering in silence, but when you're outwardly hating on people, meanwhile you're doing that exact same thing. You're making life worse for other people that share that lifestyle, and yet you do it and you're making it hard for them, you're demonizing them, dude, go to hell. That's an extra kind of sleaze that I just cannot understand.
What are we going to find out next? Kurt Schilling and Randy Johnson were doing it?
Gosh. But
I mean, come on. This is wild.
Yeah.
But
what do they always say?
Again, not shocking.
You usually hate the most in others what you hate in yourself.
All right. Up next, for the first time ever, Oregon Live for the win.
Ooh.
When we return on The Fan. Yeah. All right. Coming up next in the news, it's our anniversary, you know.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary, boys.
Thanks. Cool.
Still waiting for my present. Thought you said there was an Audi involved.
I toyed with it, but I don't think you deserve it. Mm. Also, Eastmoreland has a new maintenance crew. Mm. I have to tell you about.
I got you a little something from Aubrey Huff.
What is that supposed to mean?
Just saying, maybe you and Aubrey. You know, they made some calls. You know, Buck had some connections, and you know, maybe a nice cameo, if you will. I'm sure Aubrey Huff's doing cameos nowadays, right?
He probably is for like 15 bucks a spot.
But first,
I'm gay.
First time ever, I'll say this, Oregon Live had something cool today.
Was it behind a paywall?
No.
Oh. That's a first.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they have cool things behind the paywall because I don't go behind the paywall. So maybe they do have cool stuff.
You refuse.
But I don't pay for the Oregon Live.
It's like 9 cents a day or something.
No, it isn't.
It's super cheap.
9 cents?
It's really cheap. I had one for a while. Mine expired last year.
That's almost a dime.
And I didn't renew it.
Aha! But why not?
It's really cheap. I don't know.
They don't have good content. That's
why. It was just one of those that I found myself just not using enough. Like, I used to do the San Jose Mercury News for Wilner, and I did the Oregon Live thing. And I don't know. Every now and then, you go to get the renewal thing, and you're like,
Yeah,
maybe not.
Well, it didn't keep you.
It did not.
Even for 9 cents a month, it didn't keep you. So that's my point.
Let's see what it cost. It's very cheap.
Well, they had a cool graphic today. They did. We were talking yesterday, and we had Craig Cheek on. We were talking about Major League Baseball and Zadell Yards and everything. Mm-hmm. They did. Did you see that aerial graphic they did? And they showed how each of the there are 11 existing ballparks and how they would fit at Zadell Yards. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Wasn't that cool?
You could click right through. Some of it was a little weird because, like, the, you know, it was a crude little rough at a pace. So some of the stuff, like, extended under the bridge, which obviously would be changed. But, yeah, it gave you an idea of the size of the park and where it would be. Yeah, I saw that.
I thought that was
cool. They did Nationals Park. They did Fenway, you know.
Yeah, they had them all on the Yankee Stadium. I thought that
Petco.
Was cool.
Yeah, that was neat.
Coolest thing they've done in a while.
Yeah, for a while, this is how dumb I am. Like, because it showed the little graphic, and I forget what the first ballpark, I think it might have been Nationals Park that was on there. And then I couldn't figure out how to get to any of the other parks. I kept scrolling down. It's like, where's the other ones? I refreshed the page. There was a little tab that you had to click on each one.
Click each box.
It threw me for a loop. It took me probably 3 to 5 minutes to figure out. I almost gave up and was like, dude, this is stupid. And then I was like, oh, yeah. And then I felt like a real...
It could not have been any easier.
I felt like a real moron. I've never seen one quite like that. There's normally a click-through or like an arrow. This was like a little dot on each one that you had to click. It threw me for a loop.
Well, it's pretty neat. And you can see that space is actually... I mean, it feels small when you drive by it.
Yeah.
But it's actually... bigger than some of the plots that these ballparks are on.
Yeah, we talked about it, and there's a couple parks because this is 33 acres, and there's a bunch of parks in Major League Baseball that are anywhere from, I think the smallest one will be the one in Vegas. It's like on 9.5, but like the Wrigley Field's like 11. There's a bunch of them, so you could easily do 15 to 18 acres for just the ballpark, and then have half of that to still build. I don't know, whatever you wanted, you know, some bars, restaurants, housing, anything like that, develop it. So 33 acres, it's not the 160 that's out at Red Tail, but it's sizable. It would work.
The most shocking one is Fenway. don't know if you clicked all the way to 30 Fenway.
Yeah.
It is tiny.
Yes. I think Fenway's on like, I think Fenway's on like 10 and a half acres.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know they built on such small plots. Well, they have,
I think Wrigley and Fenway are two of the smallest because they're the only ones that are in neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Like if you've ever been to Fenway, if you've ever been to Wrigley, like almost all stadiums are either downtown or they're out a little bit.
Those almost sneak up on you because they're tucked into neighborhoods.
It is so weird when you're walking to Wrigley, like you're walking to Wrigley or to Fenway or Wrigley. It's true. You are walking through just a neighborhood and you turn a corner and you're like, oh, damn.
There's the stadium.
There's the green monster.
Yeah. It's kind of alarming.
The Fenway one is interesting because, I mean, I've never really looked at an aerial of Fenway, but if you just look at Fenway in that space, Fenway's kind of oblong. Like it's
strange.
It's so corkscrewed into the land that they have there in Boston that it's like it's longer from, I don't know, like the dugout on the third base side all the way out to the right field bleachers. It is from home plate way, you know, all the way out to center.
Well, that's kind of why I love baseball so much. Like going to a live baseball on TV, it's one thing. Baseball in person, it's my favorite sport to go to. And the big reason behind that is the ballparks. Like, yeah, if you go to football stadiums, obviously stadiums are different. And you know, hockey arenas, NBA, that's a little more sanitized. But like Major League Baseball, there are so many, the identity of each ballpark, it's so cool and it's so unique. And to see something like the Zedell Yards with the water right there and then the bridge in the background, I can't wait. And Cheek said, by the way, they're coming quick. I want to see the artist rendition of how they're going to fit that. Because when you do the Oregon Live thing, yeah, it's cool to see how the ballparks fit, but they really don't fit. It's just kind of plopped in there. Yeah. To watch how they're going to kind of carve and put that thing right up against the water and how they're going to incorporate the Ross Island Bridge and all that, it's going to be really cool.
Well, the other thing that graphic shows you, kind of to your point, is that it shows you that the diamonds are all generally the same. The outfields are different, but really the trick is how you build the seating and where you put the seating and how steep the seating is.
Yeah.
And that's the interesting part is how you fit that into to Zedell. Yeah. Can't wait for Major League Baseball to get here in what? 20 what do you think?
So
2030?
I think minimum.
2030?
6 years.
Yeah.
Well, like you're not going to make an announcement for expansion for probably at least another year or two, at least. And considering that, like, if you get the go-ahead on that and you start putting shovels in the ground, you got to figure 2+ years to build. I mean, yeah, maybe outside chance 5 years, 2029. When I got home last night, the special lady friend, she was very much, she's like, we're getting baseball? And I was like, no. You ever have that conversation where...
Yeah, yeah.
Like...
I had a few of them yesterday.
Right, you come home and she's very excited because she heard through the grapevine that we bought land. Well, no, we agreed to maybe
Here's
buy some land.
Here's the situation.
What's the team going to be called? Like, no, we're not. Just
hold on, everybody.
And her boss lives right down there. Her boss lives in the penthouse of one of the apartment buildings that overlooks that.
Cool.
She's like, oh my god, we could look into the stadium. When is it? I'm like, it's. So when I told her that it might not be for 5-6 years,
you
if at
told
all,
her next week
it was, you know, and then more questions, and eventually it just had to be like, can we just? It doesn't matter. I was like, when there's more news, I'll let you know. Because right now you're entering a world of like questions that you don't really care about. So
right.
We should just stop.
Shut it down, BTJ.
We should just stop.
Did you tell her to get back in the kitchen?
Get back in the bedroom.
Hey,
this was at night.
All right.
It's like, hey, remember when I fixed the furnace yesterday? Huh? Yeah. Let's go. You want to ride this jock? Let's go.
In the news is coming up next. Are we being poisoned? And Eastmoreland has a new maintenance crew. I have to tell you about it. Next, here's Buckley.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
All right, it is primetime with Asachi and Souk. Still raining, by the way.
An anniversary edition.
Are you worried about Green Day yet?
No, because I have no problem pulling the chute. No problem whatsoever.
Let me check the radar for you.
We're meeting the family down there, and I'll tell you what. My family knows one thing about me. I have no problem. None. Being like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. This is a thing that happens from time to time. Like, the BTJ will be out, and she'll be like, hey, you need to come by and have some drinks and meeting some friends. And I'm like, okay, so I'll cruise by after work. I'll make about 3-4 laps around looking for a parking spot. And she knows that after about 5 minutes, if I can't find a place to park, it's not happening. I'm just, couldn't find a place to park, going home. You know, there's certain limits that I put on my time. And after a certain point, we're not doing it. So no, if it's raining, I'm like, hey, you guys can go. I'll meet you at home.
Looks like it's still going to clear out for you.
That's the fingers crossed. And by the way, I looked it up. For your Hot Oregon Live subscription, mm-hmm. It's 33 cents.
A month?
A day.
Oh, a day. It's, well, 33 that's cents. That's a lot of money, dude.
33
cents. It's about 3.5 times more than 9 cents a day.
Yeah.
33 cents.
So you lied to us.
It's 33 cents.
It's $9. It's $10 a month. No chance. No
33
chance.
Cents a day.
No, it's $10 a month.
You won't pay 33 cents.
No, their content sucks.
You like,
except for that aerial graphic. That was cool.
Was that not worth 33 cents?
More of that.
And maybe.
And I'm in.
No, you're not.
You like that? You like that?
It is September 25, 2024. Time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. It is a very special day, September 25th. The P1s know this.
Our anniversary.
Well, most importantly, it is my 15th wedding anniversary with Nurse Nice.
Mm. We've been together longer.
Secondarily, it is our 19th show anniversary.
Well, then how is that anniversary more important?
Because she's more important than you.
Well, I've been around longer.
In my life.
No offense. I'm just saying.
It is also Chauncey Billups' birthday, I'm finding out.
And I'll put out, too.
So we're going to have to... Well, I think she will, too. She said she wants to have sloppy sex tonight.
How about that? What about some Larry Craig? I'll Larry Craig.
Should I have repeated that?
Probably not. Do I have to do some toe tapping? I don't think I have a wide enough stance to reach you. What happens if next break you come back from the bathroom and I've just moved my chair and my computer right next to you? We just sidled up a little bit.
I'm gay.
Chauncey turning 48. It is also National One Hit Wonder Day.
Wait, you're older than Chauncey Billups?
Yeah, by a year.
Mm. Interesting.
Better resume, too.
You have more wins. Did Chauncey just get elected into the Hall of Fame?
Sure. I don't know.
I think he did, right? I was going to look at Buck. I love that we turn, like, I went to ask Buck for a confirmation.
He's not even in there. He probably had to poop.
He just leaves right in the middle of segments.
Yeah, 2024 class of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
Bingo.
He'll be enshrined in August.
Yeah, I didn't need you, Buck.
Good for him.
He's probably listening to us right now in the can. Way to go.
Old player, that guy. So I have the top 5 one-hit wonders.
Top 5 one-hit wonders?
Yeah. Why are you confused by that?
What do you mean? Just... Okay.
Well, it's One-Hit Wonder Day.
Oh!
I said that.
I didn't hear One-Hit Wonder Day. I'm sorry.
Damn it, Jason.
Well, you came for...
Are you blinded by my beauty?
It's possible. Well, I was thinking about sloppy... You're throwing out sloppy sex tonight, and I'm like, well, now you got me all thinking, and now you're throwing in one-hit wonders? When you said the top 5 one-hit wonders, I was like, where the hell is that coming from?
By the way, all my doing it is sloppy.
It gets a little messy, does it?
So this list has Tony Basil, Mickey.
Okay.
Number 5.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blah, 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 blah. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
Okay.
At number 4.
I can't believe that thing was a hit.
Totally.
I mean, the Mickey one at least is kind of catchy.
Mickey's a good tune.
I get it, but I am too sexy. I shake my little tush on the catwalk. Hey, welcome back, Buck.
Hey, what's up, Buckley?
Well, I had to squirt.
You shake your tush?
Did you have to squirt?
Yeah, I had to squirt.
Number three is Dexy's Midnight Runners Come On Eileen.
See, that's better. That's a better song than either one of those other two.
Number two is Soft Cell Tainted Love.
Okay, that's good. I stand corrected.
And the number one one-hit wonder, Los Del Rio, The Macarena.
Oh, come on.
Space Force.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, Space Force.
That list was fine going in order. But Macarena, get out of here.
You want the rest of the top 10?
Yeah, just what do we got? Because there are two of those songs are legit. The Come On Eileen and what was the...
Mickey?
Tainted Love.
Oh, Tainted
Love. Those are two good songs. The Macarena blows. That's like, it's like Who Let the Dogs Out.
I don't know that... Is it? Well, I guess it is saying best.
That's stupid.
I think there's also an element of the band really never did anything.
Yeah.
Which makes it a one. And, you know, Macarena was really popular. I'm not saying it's good. It's really popular.
It was like Luftballoons on there. Yeah. 99, say Luftballoons.
Nina, 99 Luftballoons mm-hmm. is 10. Gerardo Rico Suave is number 9. Aha, Take On Me is number 8, which is a great song.
That is a great song. Have you heard the they do the acoustic version?
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that guy can sing. That guy, whoever he is.
Yeah,
Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby is number 7, and Baja Men, Who Let the Dogs Out?
See, I have a problem with Ice Baby, because that's a one-hit wonder. What about the turtle rap from Ninja Turtles 2?
Go Secret, Ninja Go.
Go Ninja Go. Hello.
Didn't Vanilla Ice have another song or two?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not really a one-hit wonder.
Well, look.
We can't name them.
We just did Go Ninja Go.
So he's a two-hit wonder.
Well, it's more than one.
Yeah. I thought there was another one that he had.
I think he had a couple. I do. I think Vanilla Ice had more than just one. Huh. All right. Well, of those, let me state for the record, definitively, Take On Me, the best of those one-hit wonders.
Eastmoreland Golf Course has a new maintenance crew. Why am I telling you this?
Yeah, please.
Is that big news?
It doesn't seem that way, although I do like Eastmoreland. I don't get out there much because it's on the other side of town, but it's a nice little muni. I'm more of a Rose City guy.
They are goats.
Oh, get right the hell out of
town. They have hired goats.
I love goats.
Yeah.
Where they just did, like, eat the berries and whatnot?
Well, they have a team of goats. They want to tackle some overgrown vegetation without using harmful chemicals or loud machinery. And I thank them for that.
Yeah.
And the people of Eastmoreland probably thank them
absolutely.
For that.
Absolutely.
So they put a team of goats down there. And it's kind of cool because they're overseen by a llama.
Even better.
Yeah.
So if I'm like on hole 6,
yeah.
Can I just, are they right there?
I don't know exactly where they are. They're in a ravine, it says.
Huh.
And the llama is there so that the coyotes don't attack the goats. Because apparently coyotes, I don't know, llamas scare off coyotes. I don't know.
They're eating the pets.
Look, again, I have not been to Eastmoreland in a long, long time, but if you told me that I get to interact with goats and llamas, I'd show up. I want to go to that one course where the goats are the caddies.
Yeah, that's out in, that's called,
Yeah, it's out.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's out in the sticks, right?
It's a really nice place. But I've heard, what is that called? Sylvie's Ranch?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I've heard the goat caddies are way overrated because they just wander off. They don't care about you. And they don't care about your golf clubs.
I kind of like the idea of, you son of a bitch, I need my 5-iron. He's just is off.
During the pandemic, when I was working on the morning show with Dusty, we talked to like the head grounds person. I don't remember the name of the place, but we talked to the person who ran the goat caddies because we just needed stuff to talk about.
What did he say?
They had goat caddies.
I love
about what you said.
Like nothing. Like, yeah, you're supposed to. So what they do is they give you like, I don't know if it's peanuts or whatever they give
something
you
to keep, them
to keep in your pocket so that you feed them so that they follow you. But the guy I talked to that played out there said, yeah, they don't
that
follow
would,
you.
That wouldn't surprise me. But the idea, like, if you could give me, if you could get me a trained animal, like a mini donkey or something, and have that be my caddy, I would take that every time.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be amazing. Strap my clubs to like a little mule. Little pack mule like you had at the Grand Canyon, and he just follows me around. I'm sorry, that would be amazing. And someone saying they were at Eastmoreland just last week, and he saw the goats on number 13.
Yeah, hole 13, I guess, is where the ravine is. Yeah. It's the par 5 there. they don't want to put herbicides in there, so they just brought in some goats.
Kick ass.
Yeah.
Goats
kinda
for the win.
Cool.
I like what Eastmoreland has going
on. Yes, that's a very Portland thing.
Yes, it is.
Love that. What if you had a foursome where you had a goat caddy? You had one of those guys riding a motorcycle that, you know, I've seen those like two-wheeler.
Yeah, and the where the engine would be, where the gas tank would be, that's where your clubs
puts his clubs on there.
Yeah, they
had
those,
that guy.
Had a bunch of those dudes out at Royal Oaks.
And then you had
the board. Shehalem had those golf boards, yeah.
Yeah, the golf board. Yeah. And then you had electric cart guy.
Am I power ranking the coolness or the douchiness of it? So I gotta say.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. It's inverse, right?
Yeah. I think the motor. Right. I think the motorcycle one. It's
a little much.
It's a bit much.
It's a little look at me.
It's a bit.
But wouldn't the donkey be or the goat? No. Like
that
I mean,
be,
that's
that would be the best one.
It's look at it's me, not, but it's also like wow.
It's
this
ass.
Is great,
dude. If someone had a goat and they named it like Dadgummit and it was trained and followed them around, oh my gosh, that'd be the best thing ever, right? You could teach it to go
it's
pull.
It's a dadgummit mistake.
What if you could teach it to pull the pin? He just wanders out there.
I don't
there.
Think you want him stomping on the greens, though.
takes his little goat turds and leaves them on the green. You got to putt through that. And you get out the rake and, you know, brush them aside. I love that.
Somebody said, sure hope the llama does his job. There was a goat massacre at another club in town. What is that? Now I want to know. What's
Coyote's
he talking about?
Probably well,
the llama was not enough of a deterrent.
Well, I know, but what other club has goats? I've never heard of this other than Sylvie's Ranch.
I don't know. Maybe that's the one. You ever seen a goat massacre? My goats were murdered by a pack of Rottweilers when I lived out in Woodburn. It is horrific. It's not pretty. Turns out when dogs kill things, it's not a real neat sort of thing. There's just stuff strewn about. So
what about a Labrador caddy?
You have to get a big lab, though.
Well, you have a couple of them.
Yeah, I was gonna say you need
one
like,
carrier wedges. You have a little putter dog.
Have you seen in Japan they have Labrador rickshaws for little kids? It's adorable.
So the kids sit in
a rickshaw.
The lab pulls them around.
Yeah, yeah,
huh.
Yeah. They're like for like some kids like for their schools. Like yeah, they get in these little rickshaws and the dogs pull them.
I get the feeling Isaac doesn't like that for the dog.
Oh, the dogs love it. They think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's okay. What I was thinking was like...
The kid's like 4.
Wouldn't the dog like dump the kid all the time? Like
I don't know.
They like, must be well trained.
Some of these videos,
those dogs can be a little...
They're the cutest things ever.
We got to break. Hey, are we being poisoned? Next on The Fan. A little Macarena here. Remember this?
Ah! Unfortunately.
Yeah, what a... Yeah. What a beating.
No one's ever wanted who let the dogs out to come on faster than when they start playing the Macarena.
Did you know the Macarena? Did you ever have to dance the Macarena?
I've never danced the Macarena.
At a wedding?
No.
Was it like you like hand on your chest? Hand,
you like and cross it, and then there's like a hip thing involved, and then I
hip thrusting.
It's like two weird dudes in suits in the video, and then a bunch of hots.
This is in the news.
Who let the dogs out?
God.
Who let the dogs out?
Kill all of it. This is in the news September 25, 2024. We are out of time, so I have to tell you one more story, and that's it. We spent far too much time talking about goats and cool caddies.
Well, goats are cool.
But this is up in your neck of the woods, Jason.
Yes.
There have been numerous complaints coming in from residents in Southwest Washington about a mysterious odor.
Oh.
And it has locals on high alert. The complaints began coming in to local officials late Tuesday night, leading many people to call local agencies, email, post on social medias.
People call agencies over something smelly?
Oh, yeah. I bet they get all kinds of... You know, you want a glimpse into humanity?
Yeah.
Be on the other end of those calls.
Hey, something smells. Deal with it.
I bet they hear it all. Most of the complaints include reports of a rotten smell leading to headaches, eye irritation, sore throats, and people having difficulty falling asleep, including small children.
Do we know what... no one knows what we got going on?
Well, I have a theory. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah. What do we got?
It's ISIS.
Ah. Remember for a while there, they were saying that the Russians were using sonic weapons on us. They were making people all sick and whatnot. So now we're using smells.
This is modern day warfare here.
Mm. Is it possible that there's a train that runs through Vancouver? Something spill? You got a leak of some kind?
They're saying they recommend residents stay indoors, keep windows and doors closed, and turn off outdoor air sources as they cannot confirm the source of the mysterious odor yet.
Oh. I don't want to tell you. I was outside last night, and I smelled nothing. This morning, walking the dog, smelled nothing. So
they said that the affected area appears to be the I-5 corridor from South Kelso all the way to Vancouver.
Mm, see, I'm on the other side.
All the way.
I'm on the 205 side.
All the way to... Oh, yeah. So you probably didn't smell it there.
I got nothing over
there. They said that the smell is dissipating in the Kelso area.
Is it possible?
It's probably meth.
Is it possible that it's just Kelso?
Yes, it is. I mean, think that is entirely possible.
I feel it's kind of rude for people to call and complain about the smell of Kelso. They can't help it. It's Kelso.
And that is in the news for September 25, 2024. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. UNLV stealing the headlines again today. Oregon State adds a home and home. And we'll get you caught up on all the baseball action when we return on The Fan.